Okay, moving forward, were you at the experience of Pentecost?
I was.
Tell us what happened there.
Well, really, the Pentecost began in the upper room after he had left and ascended up to heaven. We had gathered in a room.
Who owned the room?
I don't know. It's not coming to me.
Okay.
But we were in a room, and Peter took upon himself a greater mantle, a greater authority. He was invigorated, having been at the feet of Jesus for those many days being taught of him. And he, among all of us, seemed to catch the vision as to what really could take place among the people if we took what had been taught us and given us and allowed us to really prepare ourselves to bless the life of the entire world because of this small and organized group. Peter then had us partake of the sacrament, and wine was given and bread was broken. And then he placed us under covenant. And the covenant was of such nature that we covenanted with each other that we would be brethren forever, and that through this brotherhood we would become one. And as we became one, we could do all that was required of us to bring the light and the direction that the world so needed in this very dark period of time. We were not there just as men. Our wives and there were select women that were there as well. And Peter then washed our feet and pronounced us clean and indicated to us, as Jesus had taught, that guilt should be swept away, and we should remember no more those events, our cowardice, the issues that were ours at the time of his crucifixion, but to go forward with faith and with great zeal and vigor in this brotherhood that was now being created.
Okay.
Shortly after that, we went out onto, it was a clearing on a hill, and people began to gather because they were curious and they wanted to know what had taken place. There were rumors that were abound that Jesus had returned, and they had gone to Peter and to the apostles to learn of what those teachings and those events were, and they were there in anticipation. And there were great numbers. It was a vast... I don't know how all the people were able to hear the words as they were spoken and as they were taught. But as we gathered, there was an overwhelming silence that overcame the crowd and the individuals that were there. And I know the scriptures describe it as a wind, but it was not a wind. The closest thing I can describe it as it was the om.
There was a sound?
It was a sound. And it penetrated the air. And that sound reverberated within our whole being.
And it was on a hill rather than a building.
It was. And it was as if a chorus it was doing the sound, the hum. And it permeated our souls, and it seemed to last for a very significant time. And then, after that was done, there was something that took place among the apostles. James and John, they went forth and they clapped their hands, and as they clapped their hands, it was as if it was thunder. And it was from that point that they were recognized as the sons of thunder. But they clapped their hands over the heads of each of the apostles and the women that were there. And as the hands were clapped, there was a being. I don't know how else to describe it. A spirit that entered into each of those bodies. And that feeling was overwhelming.
Did fire appear over their heads like the scriptures say, or was it just a fiery feeling?
That was what was described after the meeting was over. I was so overwhelmed by the crushing, powerful influence of the entity that had come upon us. And it reverberated through our bodies as if we had been jolted with electricity. But it wasn't a harmful or an alarming. It was something that was of a
familiar
and sweet presence. And it was at that point that we were invigorated to a point that we knew that there was nothing that could dissuade us from going forth and proclaiming the good news that Jesus had brought forth to the world and that we were to proclaim to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. But there was very few that would accept it. They were fearful.
Very good. Does the word pods mean anything? Did anyone ever mention the pods?
No.
Okay. Now, visualize everyone in this room that you're in right now. Were any of these people back there with you?
There were.
How many?
Five.
Five people in this room were back there with you?
Yes.
Were they male or female?
Both.
Oh, very good. Okay, these five people will register in your mind, so it will be very clear when you come back to the present.
Okay.
Okay, you're going forward now. Did you have any lifetime during any of the Mormon periods?
I did.
What time period was this?
In the 1820s and the early 1830s.
Did you know Joseph Smith?
I did.
Do you remember what your name was?
Yes, he did.
Can you tell us what your name is? Or do you want to?
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Okay, tell us about the first time you met Joseph Smith. What happened?
He sought me out. He indicated that there was a work that he needed and asked me to help him in participating in that.
Okay, what was your impression of him?
I found him to be a very likable man.
Had the Book of Mormon come forth?
It was in process.
Okay. And moving ahead to several important things that you can feel comfortable telling us about that time period. Tell us something that comes to your mind.
I remember how Joseph seemed to be manipulated by some of the elder brethren who claimed to be his friends but seemed to lead him in a direction that I know Joseph at times was uncomfortable with.
Do you know who originated the doctrine of plural marriage?
I believe it was Brigham Young, and it was the Campbellite issue, I believe. And that they were trying to restore the ancient church, and they were using Joseph with the writings of the Book of Mormon to satisfy that direction that they were trying to go.
Were you still alive when Joseph died?
I was, but I was not with him or around him when that took place.
Do you know who was responsible for his death?
It was some of those that he considered his closest brethren.
Did Brigham Young have anything to do with it, do you think?
I believe he had a part.
Okay. Did you believe the Book of Mormon in those days? Did you accept it all throughout your life?
I did.
Did you see any miracles while you were in that life?
I did. I participated in the events that took place at the Kirtland Temple.
Tell us something that you saw there.
The brethren were not united, but it seemed to be more of an offside group with Joseph that had same ideals and same desires, and it was them that upon whom the Spirit settled upon them, and I did witness as the temple appear as if it was on fire, and I was startled when I saw it. But there were many of the brethren that they were not a part of what Joseph was trying to do.
So there was a division in the temple of people that supported Joseph's vision and people were skeptical?
There were.
But there was enough union to make it happen, huh?
To make that portion happen.
Okay. Okay, we're going to bring you back to the present, and you'll remember everything very clearly, and you'll feel very rested and comfortable. One, you're coming back on the count of three. Two, coming back. Three, you're totally in the present. Oh, no, were you guys able to hear? Oh, okay, good, because he doesn't talk very loud. Okay, does anyone have any questions for him? He may not answer everything.
Who are the five?
What?
Who are the five?
Oh, that's what everybody will want to know. I don't think he wants to name them.
No.
I was figuring that.
Please.
What is the significance of the clapping over the
desk? It seemed to be something that was required in order for the clapping in order for this that spirit to be able to enter into the bodies of those
individuals. Yeah, the sons of thunder. That was an interesting explanation why they were called the sons of thunder. I think it does say that in the Bible they were called the sons of thunder, doesn't it? But it doesn't say why.
No, and that's...
Did you ever realize that before?
No, I didn't, no. No.
So it's not something you thought of?
No.
Incorporated here.
I'm not that smart.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. Sons of Thunder. Always, yeah, I remember reading that and thinking, I wonder why they were called this. Sons of Thunder.
So, Greg, when you were in the temple there, did you see when Moses and Elijah came?
I was outside the temple. I was not.
Well, that didn't happen in the temple. That was on the Mount of Transfiguration when Moses and Elijah came.
Yeah. I didn't see that, no.
Okay. Any other questions for him? Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot. We'll have
You're
to
welcome,
come back
JJ.
To George Washington's time next time.
Very good. Thanks.
You're welcome. I want to know who the five were.